Two people come to Jesus looking for healing in the gospel today. Jairus, the synagogue official, and an unnamed woman. A woman who has been suffering with hemorrhages for 12 long years. Both of them have something in common, and that is that while they have sought healing and experience in the world, nothing has satisfied. Nothing has fulfilled. Nothing has given them the healing that they were looking for. Jairus, the synagogue official, the last time, well, that Jesus went to the synagogue, let's just say things didn't go so well. They brought before him a man with a withered hand on the Sabbath, and he healed him. And everyone of the synagogue officials was angry and said, "You can't heal on the Sabbath," and they got very frustrated. Jairus recognizes that people are against Jesus, but he's at the end of his rope. He doesn't know what else to do. He's come and there is nothing else to do but to go to Jesus, because otherwise his child is going to die, which of course she does. But he's going and seeking Jesus out, not worrying about what other people are thinking. He's gone beyond that. He will do whatever it takes, because the world has not given him what he needs. He's going beyond. This woman with hemorrhages, she's been sick for 12 years, and having to do with the weakness of being low, having a constant bleeding and not having enough blood in her body. And she's been seeking help. And she's gone to doctors, and the only thing that they've been good at is lightening her load that was in her purse. Took all her money, and still, she has no healing. There is nothing in this world that can help her. And she hears about Jesus, and she goes. Both of these people seeking for something in this world, but the world cannot fill them. The world cannot take care of them. And so they go beyond, desperate, falling to their knees before Jesus. And Jesus brings healing. It's interesting how Jesus touches amidst the faith. There were plenty of people that touched Jesus that day. Actually, we hear in the gospel, as he was heading off to Jairus' house, a large crowd followed him and pressed upon him. And I can imagine, because the disciples, when he says, "Who touched me?" he's saying, the disciples are saying, "What do you mean, who touched you? Everyone's touching you. People are crowding around you. What do you mean, who touched you?" But they were just there in proximity. They didn't have the deep faith that was necessary for healing. I think about the crowd that I had an experience with when I was in Australia. I went to World Youth Day in Australia back in 2008 in order to go see Pope Benedict and be with 500,000 other of my closest friends on this great time. So we get there and we got to go to a number of different talks and conferences, and one of them was by a guy by the name of Christopher West. And we were really excited. We went to see him for a couple days in a row. And I remember the first day, even though the auditorium held 3,000 people, not everyone got in. And so the second day, people were crowding in and waiting for the doors to open. And one of our group was claustrophobic. She didn't like the big crowds. Now, I didn't think it would be such a problem because she was 6'2 and rather a strong and big woman. You know, I just figured, you know, enough people would try to get out of her way. Well, no, and here she is freaking out, can't deal with it. And so, you know, I'm going like this so that the people, as she's right in front of me, so that the people wouldn't be pushing in on them. They're pushing me over. This is a Catholic event. They're pushing a priest. Something wrong with that. I made sure to tell our kids, Now remember, we're the most important people here, so push people over if you need to get to where you're going. They got my tongue-in-cheek remark. They knew I was making reference to what had happened. But here we were in this crowd, and they were pressing in to the point where we couldn't even keep people from crushing this woman who was having some sort of attack. And I think that's probably what was happening to Jesus, as they were crowding in on them. But it was just being in proximity, being next to him. It wasn't that they had the faith to be healed. One woman, in the midst of the crowd, reaches out and barely touches a small piece of his clothes. But she had faith. And that faith opened her to the healing of Almighty God. And she was healed of her affliction, which she had dealt with for 12 long years. Do we seek what we're looking for from the world? Or do we seek it from Jesus? He is the only one that can fill that emptiness. He is the only one that can bring us the healing that we need. So often, though, we think just being around him, being in proximity with him, well, I go to Mass on Sunday, that should be enough. Let's be honest. When you stand before the pearly gates and you're asked why you should be let in, saying, well, I had to listen to Father Vaughn's homilies in pretty hard pews week after week after week at Mass. That ain't enough to get you in, I'm sorry. We need to encounter Jesus. We need to know him. We need to come into that relationship with him, that intimate relationship with him, that loving relationship with him. It's not just being around him, but having the faith to be able to recognize his love, to open ourselves and say, God, do with me as you will, to be able to touch him in the Eucharist with faith and not just simply bustle past. My sisters and brothers, let us ask Almighty God for that grace. For the grace to be able to recognize his presence in our midst, to not just bustle around him, but to come to an encounter, a deep, intimate relationship with him, that we may know him, that we may love him, that we may let his mercy pour upon us, that we may be healed and transformed by his love.